Hello, my name is Victor Arzate, and I'm a program manager in the ECG CAD team at Microsoft. And in this video, I will show you how to work with VM extensions in Azure Stack for Linux and Windows virtual machines. For this, I have an Azure Stack environment, and I have a couple of Linux VMs and a couple of Windows VMs. So let's take a look in this Linux VM. And let's see if it has any VM extensions installed. For that, I hit into the VM, then I go into settings and I click on extensions. And you will notice that the VM doesn't have any extensions and that you cannot add extensions via the UI. Let's check the Windows VM. So I return to my dashboard. And I hit on the Windows VM. I go into settings. VM extensions. And also I noticed that I don't have extensions in this Windows VM and that I cannot add extensions via the UI. But this is not a problem because with Microsoft Azure Stack, I can add VM extensions to my running or existing Windows and Linux VMs using templates. In order to see which templates you have available at for adding VM extensions to your Windows VMs or Linux VMs, you can go to the Azure Quick Start Template GitHub repository, and you will see several samples on how to add extensions to Windows and Linux VMs. Let's just take a look at the Linux ones. For example, here you can add a custom script extension to a Linux VM. You can add a Docker extension, VM Access extension. Okay. And for Windows, you can see that we have also other extensions, like for example, you have the Windows VM Diagnostics extension. You have two extensions that in this case, it will add the VG Info and Custom Script extension. And here you have the Custom Script extensions in different flavors. Okay, so let's take a look first at this one of these extensions, in particular, the Custom Script extension that calls a script file. So as you can see, I went into this repository, and let's take a look at the extension first, which is the azure.json file. You can see that the extension is very simple. First, it receives some parameters like the VM name, the script file, which is the full path of the script where it is located, the script name, okay? And here we're just putting a variable for the API version. Okay, then let's go into the resources. So first, what you can see that the VM extensions is part of the Microsoft.compute/virtual machines object. Okay, and then obviously we are giving it a name, we are specifying the API version, the location is where the resource group is located, and the properties. The properties, you see the publisher is Microsoft.compute, the type is custom script extensions, and we are using version 1.4. Then in the settings, you will say that we have the URI, which is where the script is located, and then what do you want to execute? In this case, what this template is going to do, first is going to set the execution policy or the PowerShell execution policy to unrestricted, okay? And then we are going to run a file or a script file. Which file? This one, the one that we are passing into the parameters. So let's take a look in the parameters, which is this file, okay? And here, as you can see, what you are passing is first in which virtual machine you are going to apply this VM extension, where the script is located, okay? Obviously, you will want to change this to the location of where your script is actually placed, and the script name, okay? This can be whatever the script you are planning to deploy. In this case, this sample is very, very simple. And the only thing that is going to do, this PowerShell script is going to get the processes from the virtual machine and it will put them into a file, this file. That's it. Okay. Obviously, you can change this to do more complex things. For example, you make one to join the VM to the domain, to install some software, to perform some configuration, you name it. So this is up to you. Okay. So now let's take a look at this into action. Okay. In order to add a VM extension, I will go into PowerShell. Okay. And let's locate this PowerShell code. Okay, here we are. As you can see, first, the instructions that I have is just regular instructions on how to add a PowerShell or an Azure Stack environment to your PowerShell session. This is documented in the Azure Stack online docs, so I will not repeat this. The interesting thing is what I have highlighted in blue, which is new Azure RM resource group deployment. So basically, I am just deploying a template. I am calling custom script deployment my deployment, and I'm using the resource group where my Windows VM is located. Okay. Here you can see the URI or where the template is located. As you can see, I am referencing the template that is located in GitHub. Then I am specifying the parameters. In my case, obviously, I am not using the parameters in the GitHub file or in GitHub repository file. In this case, I am setting my own parameters, like specifying where is my script located and which VM I want actually to apply this VM extension to. Okay, so I highlight this and I run this code. While this runs, let's log on into a VM that I have previously deployed this extension to, which in this case is the Windows VM. Okay. If I go to extensions under settings, you will see that this VM has two extensions, actually, the VG Info extension and the custom script extension. So let's take a look into an RDP session that I have already to that virtual machine. Okay, so here I am connected to this virtual machine, and the first thing that you will see, yes, this is VM02, and you will see here the VG Info extension already running. You recognize this because you see the branding or this custom information in the text of the VM. Now let's take a look into how you can, if you are interested in understanding more what the VM extensions are actually doing, or if you are troubleshooting, you can go to this folder, plugins, and you will see one folder per VM extension that you are deploying. Let's start with the VG Info one. Okay. Here you open command execution log file, and you will see that the extension was successfully executed, or if you have any errors, they will be displayed here. The same, we can check the same for the other extension, custom script. Okay. Yep, the extension was executed successfully, as you can see here. And if you are interested into debugging, or if you have any errors and you want to troubleshoot, you can refer to this file and understand in detail what the extension is doing. As you remember, the custom script extension gets all the processes and it saves them into a file in under the users, public documents, and here is the file. If we open the file, you will see the processes that were captured at the time the script was run, and they were saved into this text file. Okay, so now if I return to my PowerShell session, okay, so the PowerShell session is still running. So let's continue to the next demo, which is now how do we add a VM extension to a Linux VM. For this, what I'm going to show you is what we will be adding is we will be adding the Docker extension to an existing Linux VM. So let's take a look into the file. And as you can see, it's very, very simple. The only thing that it receives is the VM name, and that's it. That's the only parameter. And then under resources, yes, as with the previous extension, is of the type Microsoft.compute/virtual machines/extensions is the Docker extension. Okay. This version 1.0, and that's it. There is nothing else. So if we review into the parameters file, it's extremely simple. You just need to specify the VM to which you are going to apply this VM extension to. So let's go ahead and let's apply this to a Linux virtual machine. Okay, let me minimize this. And let me switch over here. So as with the previous extension, I am using the new Azure RM resource group deployment commandlet. Okay, in this case, I'm going to apply it in the Linux 01 virtual machine. And then the next thing that you see is the template URI. As you see, I am also referencing the template that is in the Azure GitHub public repository. Okay. And as in the previous case, I am using my own parameters file. Why? Because I am specifying that I want to apply this extension to the Linux 01 virtual machine. So, as with the previous case, I'm going to select this. Let's run it. Okay, while this is running, let's take a look into a VM that I have previously deployed, and also that I have previously applied the Docker extension, which is Linux 02 VM. Okay, what we are going to do is we will take a look under extensions, and you will see that it has the Docker extension. So what we are going to do is we are going to take the public IP address, and we will connect to this VM via PuTTY. Okay, so we type the IP address. We connect. So we provide the credentials. Perfect, we are connected. So the first thing that we can do is we can run Docker version, and I can see that Docker is installed. If I type Docker images, I see that I don't have any images, so I just applied the extension to this virtual machine. The same if I do Docker PS, now I don't have any containers. So let's go ahead and let's create our first container on this Linux virtual machine running on a Microsoft Azure Stack environment. So I'm going to do Docker run. I would like to do it with the Ubuntu image. Okay. And I'm going to do an echo of hello world Ubuntu. First, what you see is that I got a message that it says unable to find image Ubuntu latest. So in this case, Docker is going and pulling from the library the latest Ubuntu image, which is what it's doing here, as you can see. So let's wait a few seconds for this to complete, and we will have a fresh new instance or image in our library. Perfect. And you can see here I got the message, hello world Ubuntu. If I want, I could do the same for another image. For example, I can type Docker run CentOS. Okay, the same. I don't have the image locally. Docker is going to the library and it's pulling the image for me. Okay, let's wait a few seconds for this to complete. Perfect, and I have here the results. Now if I type Docker images, I can see that I have two images, Ubuntu and CentOS. All right. Now I want to run an interactive container, where I can actually interact with. So let's do this. Let's type Docker run. Let's type the parameters to indicate that it's interactive. I will use the Ubuntu image. Okay. And I will do the bash. Okay. So now that I'm here, I can do things like, where am I located? You can see that I'm in the root, and I can also type ls. Then I can type exit, and I will get out of this container. If I type docker ps, you will see that also I don't have any running containers. My previous container was removed or deleted or closed as soon as I exit the session. Okay. Now, what about if I want to have a demonized container so that it's not deleted after I quickly interact with it? So we are going to type docker run minus d to specify that we are demonizing this container. We will use, let's use the Ubuntu image again. Okay. We will do pin. We will do sh with the following command. Well, true. Do an echo hello world. Let's type Ubuntu sleep one, and we are done. As soon as I hit enter, Docker returns a string with a container ID. Okay, we will see this in a few seconds, how we can use or reference to this container. I'm going to do the same for another image. In this case, I'm going to run a demonized container, but I will use the other image that I have previously downloaded, which is CentOS. And we will do exactly the same. Okay. Well, true. Echo world CentOS sleep one done. All right, Docker returns the same, the container ID. Now, if I want to see what's going on with these containers, I can run Docker PS. And you can see that now I get the reference of my two containers, one using the CentOS image and the other using the Ubuntu image. Okay? So in order to see what's going on with inside those containers, we can reference to them using Docker logs, and we will use the name that has been assigned to this container. As you can see, Docker assigns very particular names to the containers. Let's start with the Ubuntu one, which is called Hungry Hoover. Okay, we can see that this is what it's listing. Let's take a look at the other container, Docker logs, and in this case we will check the CentOS one, which is called distracted protein. Okay, so we could see very quickly how or what the containers are doing. So now let's close these containers or stop these containers. So I will just type Docker stop, and I will just stop the last one, which is Hungry Hoover. Okay, so Docker will try to gracefully close this container or stop this container, and if it was successful, I will receive the name of the container. Perfect. If I type Docker PS, I will see only one running container. Okay, then to finalize my demo, let's return to the PowerShell sessions and see what happened with the two extensions that we deployed. Let's start with the Windows custom script extension. I can see that here that it was deployed successfully and it took a couple of minutes to deploy. And let's take a look at the Docker extension on Linux. Yep, it was deployed successfully as well. We can see it here. And in this case, it took like around 4 minutes to complete. Then if I return to those VMs, if I go, let's say the Linux 01 VM, and if I go to extensions, I will see that the Docker extension has been installed successfully. Let's take a look at the Windows VM, VM 01. Extensions. And custom script extension. Okay, it has been installed successfully. This completes my demo. I hope you have enjoyed this video, and please don't forget to let us comments in the section below. Thank you. Bye.